We are totally behind this 100% redress scheme because families have problems with their houses this last couple of years, especially when they didn't know when their homes built, and they didn't know there was a flaw in the blocks and the mortar they were building them with. And it just, our hearts goes out for all those people that are going to lose their homes over this. And I feel that the government here should be coming 100% readdress on this here. Because number one is the engineer's report should be paid by the council or the government. And also planning permission, they should be allowed to build when they had planned, not sought and planned again. Maybe that's not correct. But I can tell you, there's farm buildings out there as well in the same term, but your home is the worst of all. When you lose your home, you have nothing. And I think this is very, very important to redress this here. The IFA here and the county are fully supportive of this and is totally behind us. We're a non-political organisation, but we do support them 100% on this.
As you say, it's not just homes, it's farm buildings as well that are affected by this.
Farm buildings are cracking, falling apart as well. And those were all grant approved as well too, all the blockwork and whatnot. And now this has happened. See, happened was years ago, those blocks probably come porous and the water got in, and then we had that minus of 17 frost back a few years ago, and that cracked everything. But I feel now, just getting on to the point, is that we have 100% behind the people here on the ground here on Donegal to support them on this 100% redress scheme. Nothing short of it, and it has to be done, because probably are not even covered anyway, you know, what they're going to get. They're way and above over that. So I think homes, if you've no home, you've nothing, as I said before.